Okay, Parashat Vayishlach. This week's Parashat begins with the main event, the highly anticipated main event between the two UFC heavyweight champions, Esav and Yaakov. Esav, the mighty, ruthless warrior with 400 mighty soldiers escorting him, was heading towards Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, on the other hand, okay, in the other corner, Yaakov, Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, the sweet, simple, harmless Talmid Chacham who just learnt all day, was walking with his family of under 70 individuals with zero fighting experience at all. Lots of hype going into this fight. Lots of hype. A lot of money was put down on this fight. What's going on with this fight? So, we all know how Esav prepared for this battle. Okay, he hit the workout room. He whipped out the jump ropes. He started getting in shape. You know, that's what he did. But the question is, how did Yaakov prepare himself? Yaakov had a long way to go. So Rashi tells us. Rashi quotes the Midrash. Rashi says, "Hitzkin atzmo l'shlosha dvarim." Rashi says he prepared himself in three ways. Number one, ledoron. First, with doron, with gifts, we're going to explain. Letfilah, with prayer. And ulmilchama, and war, actual war. Okay? So, first of all, the Sfarim say, the Ramban also says, as an introduction to this week's parashat, it's a really amazing Ramban. He doesn't usually have introductions to parashiot, but the Ramban says that the battle between the showdown between Yaakov and Esav is really a symbol to all of the battles and all of the wars that Am Yisrael are going to fight with their enemies until the end of time. And therefore, we need to learn from the way that Yaakov handled himself during this war and use those strategies in order to fight our enemies in our own generations. That's what the Ramban says. Beautiful Ramban. Who are our enemies? Our enemies could be physical enemies. Our enemies could be our own evil inclinations, our own Yetzer Hara. The ones who want to nail us, who want to destroy us. Those are our enemies. So, the Sfarim say that this meeting between Yaakov and Esav is a symbol for every meeting, like Ramban says, that a Jew will be confronting his Yetzara. And Esav HaRasha represents the Yetzara. So that means that if you want to know how to fight, you need to learn from the king himself, from Yaakov Avinu. So therefore, let's go one by one. How do we learn from Yaakov Avinu? What can we learn from him in order to take with us today? You know, we always like speaking about practical things, right? Lofty, but also making it practical. So what's going on over here?
First of all, Yaakov prepared himself with doron, with presents. So on a simple understand, simple pshat is that he sent presents. He wanted to bribe him. He wanted to please him. He wanted to try to, to make him happy, to give him gifts so that he should calm down, so that he shouldn't hate Yaakov so much. He should send a message, I come in peace, I don't come, I don't want to hurt you, I don't want to go into war. And he sent him a lot of animals, a lot of livestock. But on a deeper pshat, what does that mean, doron? What does it mean, presence? So you find in the Gemara that the Torah is referred to as a present, as a gift. Where do we see that? So the Pasuk says, Rav Tanya, this is the Gemara in Brachot Daf Hei, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rashbi, Bar Yochai, said, Shalosh matanot tovot natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There are three gifts, three matanot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael, and all three of them, he only gave it to us through pain, through struggle. It didn't come easy. What are they? Torah. Torah, meaning to sit down and learn Torah. It's not easy. It's a gift that Hashem gave us, but it's not easy. The Eretz Yisrael, we see until this very day, that living in Eretz Yisrael, acquiring Eretz Yisrael, is not a simple thing for many reasons. And Olam Haba. Those are the three gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael, and gave it to us, and the only way for us to acquire it is through struggle. But one of them is what? One of them is Torah. Torah is a gift. Torah is a matana. Torah is a doron. So Yaakov Avinu prepared himself for this battle with Esav, meaning with the Yetzer Hara, through doron, through Torah. What does that mean? How do you prepare with Torah? So the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he creates a disease, whenever he creates a potential harm towards mankind, he always creates the cure before the disease. Says the Gemara, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lem L'Yisrael, is the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lem L'Yisrael, Banai, Barati Yetzer Hara, I created a Yetzer Hara, Ubarati Lo Torah Tavlin, and I also created an antidote. I also created the medicine, the cure, the vaccine. I had to use that word, I'm sorry. Created the vaccine for the Yetzer Hara. What is it? Torah. You go and you, Ve'im Atem Oskim BaTorah, if you busy yourself, you delve into the Torah, En Atem Nimsarim BiYado, you will not be handed over the Yetzer Hara. And Chas V'Shalom, the opposite is also true, that if you don't involve yourself with Torah, you will be handed over to the Yetzer Hara, and you will be played by him. You will be controlled by him. Torah is an antidote. Barati Yetzer Hara, barati lo Torah tavlin. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, before he even went to Lavan's house, another battle that he had to face. What did he do? He went to sleep. Rashi says, Vayishkav v'maho, he went to sleep. Rashi tells us in that Rashi, in that place, that Rashi says, right, Dafka, at that moment in time, you went to sleep. Aval arba esre shanim, sheshimesh bet ever, lo shachav balayla. Dafka, then he was sleeping, but for the 14 years before that point, he did not sleep a single moment. Shehaya osek batorah. Before Yaakov went to spend time in Lavan's house, another battle that he had to face with Lavan, with the Yetzer Hara, he spent 14 years learning to show that when you're forced to enter into Nisayon with the Yetzer Hara, you better prepare yourself. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in a sefer called Emet LeYaakov in Parshat Vayeshev, he said that who was the only one of the Shvatim that Yaakov sent to the yeshiva, Yeshivat Shem Ve'ever? Who was it? It was Yosef. Why Yosef? Because Yosef was going to be the first tribe, the first Shevet, the first brother to go down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the nucleus of Tumah, of contamination, of temptations in the world. A lot of Yetzer Haras flying all over the place, dressed in the form of many different people and many different things. Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was going to be forced into that Nisayon. And he needed to prepare himself. He needed to go and take that vaccine before he went there. Yaakov sent him to Yeshivat Shem Ve'ever. Not only that, you also find a beautiful pshat that I heard from a friend of mine, that after Yosef revealed himself to the brothers, and the brothers came back to Yaakov Avinu and told Yaakov Avinu, you know, Od Yosef Chai, Yosef is alive, he's a king in Mitzrayim, he told us that we should all go down there, that he has a lot of food, he's going to help us out, let's go. So what did Yaakov do? He didn't say, alright, let's pack up and go together. He sent someone to go down before him. Who was that? Anyone know? Who was that? Who did he send down before everyone else? Yehuda. Sent down Yehuda. Why did he send Yehuda? So Rashi says, so that he should go down there and open up and build and construct a Bet HaMidrash. Open up a Bet HaMidrash in Mitzrayim. So the question is, if you would choose one of the Shevatim to go down and open up a Beit HaMikdash. You choose one of the Shvatim, one of the brothers, to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Mitzrayim. Yeshiva Gedola of Mitzrayim, of Cairo. Okay? Who would it be? Who would you think? The one Shevet that represents Torah learning is who?
Yisachar and
Zevulun. Well, Zevulun is the guy in real estate, but Yisachar is the one that he's supporting. Right? Yisachar is the one that's sitting and learning. Right? Yisachar should have been the one. He should be the Rosh Yeshiva. No, he sent Yehuda. Why Yehuda? So explains one of my dear friends, Benji Meir, something beautiful. In order to be someone who can acquire Torah, you have to be someone that has gone through challenges in life, that has gone through nisyonot. Yehuda, more than the other brothers, went to hell and back. He had nisyonot. He had yeridot. He was down. He was almost buried at one point. He succumbs to a major sin by sleeping with his daughter-in-law without even knowing it. Horrible, horrible things. It says, Vayered Yehuda me'etechav. He had a Yerida. But he overcame it. He did Teshuvah. And he endured the challenge and the Nisayon. That's the person that needs to go and open up the yeshiva. Because barati yetzara, barati Torah tavlin, a person who knows how to face and how to overcome and how to fight in a nisayon is a person that should be shayach to Torah. So that is way number one, Doron. Yaakov Avinu prepared himself for this battle through Doron, through a gift, through a present, which is a code word, it's a code name for Torah. As we explained, Shalosh Matanot Tovot, one of them is Torah. Next, he prepared through Tefillah. We find that Yaakov Avinu, he took time out to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he set out to Lavan. When he set out to Lavan, he asked Hashem, please protect me on this journey so that I shouldn't learn from the ways of Lavan. It says that's what it says in Perek Chafchet, Pasuk Chaf. We must make sure to engage in tefillah before and during any encounter with the Yetzirah. To have kavanah in Birkat HaShachar, we say it every single morning. Every single morning we say it. Let's try to have kavanah. What does it say? Yiratzon milfanecha, Hashem Elokai velokei avotai, shetargileni b'torahtecha. You should make your Torah, I should be accustomed to learning your Torah. V'tadbikeni b'mitzvotecha, I should be attached to your mitzvot. Listen to this. V'al tevieni l'derechet, I should not come to a sin. V'lo l'deavon, another type of sin. V'lo l'deavon, do not place me in a challenge, in a nisayon. V'lo l'deavon, I should not be embarrassed. V'tarchikeni mi'etzara, make me far, far away from the etzara. V'tadbikeni mi'etzara tov. V'chofet yitzri l'ishtabed lach, try to motivate and push my Yetzer to worship you, to serve you. So whole tefillah over here having to do with overcoming the Yetzer Hara. And we begin our day with that. Why do we begin our day with that? We begin our day, I just want to set the tone for the rest of the day through tefillah. Hashem, listen, life is hard. Some of these challenges are very hard. These nisyonot, these temptations, they're very hard. I need your help. You can't do it without Hashem. To understand that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we cannot overcome our Yetzara. The Gemara says this straight up. Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Lamed. V'ilmale HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping and assisting us, en yacholo, a person will not be able to overcome and to defeat his Yetzara. One must also, in addition to that, view every single encounter with the Yetzara as Hashem hiding himself behind this challenge. To understand that there is nobody and nothing else in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those words, Ein od milvado. Ein od milvado. There is nothing and no one other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Once that's understood, you could understand
that your opposition is not really an entity of its own, in and of itself. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu masking himself behind another human being, behind a life event, behind a stumbling block, whatever it may be. The Levi Yitzchak from Bardichev tells us a very beautiful mashal. He says that one time a father wanted to train his son not to be fearful. So what did he do? He dressed up in a costume of a big bear and he made these weird noises. Now, as good of an actor as you could be, if you dress up in some sort of bear costume, I don't know how real it looks to begin with, and let alone 300 years ago, how real it could possibly look. You know, I don't care what sounds you make, it's not going to be real. It's not going to look real. The son understood right away that his father was beneath the bear. Right away he understood. And therefore what? He wasn't scared. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, if only we understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding himself under this costume, we shouldn't be scared. Wouldn't be scared of anyone. Wouldn't be scared of any nisayon. There was one time one of my most favorite Jewish singers, his name is Yosef Karduner. I should really call him Rav Yosef Karduner. He is Israeli. He's Breslov. Sings beautiful, beautiful, beautiful songs. Beautiful songs. A lot of it is based on Rabbi Nachman. A lot of his songs are based on Rabbi Nachman, based on his words. He literally just takes words out of Likutei Moran and makes beautiful music out of it. So anyways, I invited him to YU about 5 years ago to make a concert. It was a beautiful concert. But before the concert, he asked me, you know, in Hebrew, he said, listen, is there any private room anywhere here that I can go to for about 15 minutes? And this is before the concert. I said, yeah, sure. I go, you have an important phone call you need to make, a very private phone. He's like, no, no, no. He said, Ani tzarich litpalel I won't say it clearly. He said, I need to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the concert will be for good and that people will be inspired with my music. That's what he did. Before he entered into this concert, he understood that he can't do anything, can't lift a finger without Hashem's help. The hundreds, tens of thousands of Jews all over the world that he has inspired throughout the years, he understood it's not him. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance. Unbelievable. So that is number two. That Yaakov Avinu prepared himself with tefillah because he understood he can't get anywhere in life without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, without asking for it. And number three, and again, this is not in any specific order. Number three is milchama, is war. Milchama. To go in an all-out war with the Yetzer Hara. To be Moser Nefesh. To sacrifice your life. Sacrifice your comfortability. Just so that you shouldn't succumb to a nisayon. But there's a difference between a milchama of a Yehudi, a Jewish type of war, a war for the sake of Avodat Hashem, and the regular war. Whereas all fighters fight to win, Jews fight to fight. The Pasuk tells us about Yaakov's fight with Esav's angel. It says, Vayvater Yaakov levado, Vayeavek ish imo. Yaakov was left alone. He went back to get some jars. We're not going to go into this right now, but there are some commentaries that say that those jars, those jugs, were really the jugs of oil from Chanukah. And there's a lot of depth into that pshat. Not for now. But he went back for those jugs. And he was left alone with the Sarosh El Esav, with the angel of Esav. They got into a wrestling match. Vayeavek ish imo.
and another man, another person started wrestling with him. Why does it say Vayavik? Vayavik. It could have used another word to say that he was fighting against him. Why Vayavik? Rashi tells us it comes from the word Avak. Avak means dust. Because as they were wrestling, they were lifting dust into the air, and the dust that they lifted into the air went all the way and reached all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. That's what it says. It was so beautiful to Hashem, it was so enjoyable that Yaakov Avinu was fighting with the Yetzer Hara. It reached all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod. Unbelievable. So the question is, why are we focusing on the war? Why are we focusing on the wrestling match? Yaakov was victorious. He won. He won the battle. Right? He KO'd the Malach. The Malach at the end said, I gotta go, I'm sorry, I gotta stop fighting, I gotta go. Where do you gotta go? Finish the fight. Come on, you wuss. No. He tapped out. He tapped out. Yaakov won, fair and square. So why are we praising the battle? Why don't we praise the victory? So explain some of the Sfarim that fighting the Yetzer is about fighting the Yetzer. It's not about the victory. It's not about being victorious. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves and gets nachat out of us putting up a fight. Because at the end of the day, the victory is not up to us. But the fight is up to us. And the actual fighting against the Yetzer Hara is so beautiful. That's Vayavik Ishimo. That's the pshat. That's why also, what was the name that Sarosh El Esav gave Yaakov? He said, Yaakov's not going to be your name anymore, I'm giving you a new name. What was his name? Israel. Why Israel? So you would think he's going to give him a name, Israel, you know, give him a name, whatever name it would be, you know, that would mean champion in Hebrew or something. Or you know, a heavyweight champion of the world. No, what was the name he gave him? Israel. Why Israel? Ki sarita im Elohim atuchal. Because you fought. You fought. Sarita. Sarita means to fight. Israel, sarita. You fought with im anashim vatuchal. You fought with multiple people. And you were victorious. So then, vatuchal, you're victorious. Why don't we name him something with a shoresh of vatuchal, yachol? No, sarita. Sarita means to fight. Yaakov was named after the fight, after the effort that he put in, after the battle, after the journey, after the process. Because that's the only thing that is in our hands. That's the only thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, is to try, is to put the effort in, is to fight. And very often, guys, I'll be honest with you, very often there are times that going into the Nisayon, you're not winning. You're not winning. It's too difficult for you to win. And winning is not up to you. But the question is, did you put up a fight or not? And whereas in the world, the way the world works, it all they care about, all professors care about, all your GPA cares about, all your graduate schools care about are your scores, are your grades. But in the grade book in Shamayim, in the graduate school in Shamayim, in Olam Haba, all they care about up there is the fight. Is the fight. That is the lesson, the ultimate lesson that we have to learn from Yaakov Avinu. Once again, to recap, Yaakov prepared for war against Esav, which in other words is the Yetzer Hara, in three ways. Doron, which means Torah, which means learning Torah, preparing yourself for the fight, anticipating the fight, learning Torah about Nisyonot, learning Musar every single day. It's going to protect you. Number two, Tefillah. You cannot get anywhere with Tefillah. You cannot get anywhere without developing that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will take you to places so far. Develop that relationship. Ask. Pray. Number three, milchama, war. What does that mean, war? War means fighting. War means putting your effort in and making the most out of the fight, no matter if you win or not. The actual fight will lift up the dust from the wrestling match to the Kisei HaKavod. That's a lesson that we learned from Yaakov. Bezat Hashem, we should all be zoche. That first of all, we should pray that we should never be placed in any sayon. We don't like fighting. The Gemara in Brachot says, Daf Yud, I believe, that Lo'olam yargiz atzmo al atzmo yetzer atov ala yetzer ha. Person should always, you know, should always fight his make fights between his yetzer atov and the yetzer ha. Rashi says, Ya'aseh milchama, you should make a war. What's the pshat? You should always make wars between yetzer atov and yetzer ha. What's a war? A war is, you know, countries, it's never ideal to go into a war. No one ever likes going into war. You always try to avoid war. Peace is always the number one option. Why? Because there are going to be casualties. You're going to, some of your soldiers are going to die. You're going to get weaker. We don't like war. So we try to avoid war at all costs. Try to avoid entering into a nisayon. Avoid it. If you're placed into it against your will, then you go all out and you fight until the day that you die. Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom motcha. Don't trust in yourself and your own capabilities until the day that you die. Try and try and try. You can never be too confident. You can never be too confident. You always have to give it your best. Give it 100%. So, B'zat Hashem, we should never be placed in a nisayon. We should never be placed in those situations. But if we do, if we are, Hashem should give us the koach to fight. To fight as hard as we can. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're being moser nefesh for you. We're fighting it so hard in this generation. There's so many nisyonot jumping at us from every single direction. All we could do is fight. All we could do is just put up a fight. Hang in there. Because Baruch Hu is going to see that we're giving it our all. That we're trying so hard. Just to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. To sanctify God's name. Trying so hard. B'zat Hashem, Hashem will deliver us the victory. And crown us as the heavyweight champions of the world. I wish all of you guys